potted plants were taken down in there, and the sun got to three sides of it. And it was all glassed in down there. And you put all your flowers down there in the wintertime. And then, of course, the rose garden was different, but the potted plants and things. And she had hydrangeas in tubs. Well, I'm just trying to think of something as big as they were. Well, they were bigger in diameter than that chest would be, I'm sure. Big, great big tubs of hydrangeas sitting around. And then things we call snowballs, I don't know what the correct name is for them now. But anyway, we had those things too. And she really loved her flowers. But the rose garden was the thing that she was most interested in. And she had beautiful roses and every kind. And all my aunts, her sisters, they all had big rose gardens. Because there were roses in the house all the time.
Mm-hmm. What colors did she like?
Oh, she had yellow ones, she had white ones, she had red ones, and pink ones. But I don't remember the names of them, of course.
Did you ever have to help with cleaning up around the kitchen?
No, I never did.
Mm-hmm.
She had a sister that was a widow that lived with her.
Mm-hmm.
See, my grandfather died when I was a year old, and her sister's husband died, and so they lived together. And
what did they use to wash the dishes with?
Octagon soap, I guess. Best I can remember.
What kind of cloth did they use to clean them up?
Mary, I just tell you the truth, I don't remember.
What would you call it?
I just don't remember. Yeah, I just know we had dishcloths, drying cloths.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember what they were made out of.
Did she have a hose out in the garden?
Yes, she had a garden in the back of her house.
How did she keep it watered?
Took buckets of water out there. And smaller pails to dip in there. And,
mm-hmm.
and so you wouldn't have to carry anything heavy.
Yeah.
And she'd take a small pail and they'd just go along and just slosh it along there. Things and she'd have beans and butter beans and squash and cucumber and things like that, you know. Greens.
Oh, when she went shopping, what did she buy flour in? How did
they get flour? Well, I see most of the clothes back in those days, they made themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the stores around town, I remember seeing too many ready-made clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I was 6 and 7 years old, they bought the material and they made them. Made their sheets, pillowcases. And then grandmother had one of those big old spinning wheels that, of course, that was many years before I was born when my mother was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
They did that, made their own clothes. Yeah. And you know, I don't know what happened to any of those things.
When she went shopping, what did she buy her flour in?
Flour. Like to cook with?
Mm-hmm.